Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن السيئات لا تخلو من إحدى ثلاث، إما أن تكون من الله وليست منه، فلا ينبغي للرب أن يعذب العبد على ما لا يرتكب، وإما أن تكون منه ومن العبد وليست كذلك، فلا ينبغي للشريك القوي أن يظلم الشريك الضعيف، وإما أن تكون من العبد وهي منه، فإن عفا فبكرمه وجوده، وإن عاقب فبذنب العبد وجريرته.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, sins cannot be other than one of the three cases. Either they originate from Allah, which they do not, and in this case, it would not be proper for the Lord to punish his servants for what he has not committed, or that they originate from him and the servants together, which they do not, and in this case, it would not be proper for the strong partner to wrong the weak partner, or that they originate from the servants, which they do, and in this case, if Allah forgives, it is due to his kindness and liberality. Or if he punishes, it is as a result of the sin and crime of the servants.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, in the beautiful conversations and dialogues
of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. We find that he talks to his companions and his relatives about certain aspects of life, certain things that are a cure or help another certain thing, right? And so we find in this specific conversation that Imam al-Kadhim has with his companions, he talks about these two things. And within each one of these things, you have things that are related to one another. So I'll talk about the conversation so that it is a little bit clearer what we're talking about. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says to his companions, fortify your possessions through paying zakat, the religious tax, and repel tribulations via supplications, dua. For dua, supplication, is a shield that repels tribulations, even if it is adopted with an adoption. Now here, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he connects two things with two things. If you want to fortify your possessions, if you want to solidify your possessions, if you want to protect your possessions, then you should pay the zakat, the religious tax. And so here, the fortifying of possessions is connected with the paying of zakat. The second two things that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam connects is to repel tribulations. It is via supplications that you can repel tribulation. And he continues and he says that supplication, dua, is a shield that repels tribulation. Now here, of course, if we want to protect our possessions, we usually want to go to the bank or we want to get an insurance policy or things like that, which in and of itself, these aren't necessarily, you know, things that are not recommended. I mean, you can do those things if you want. But truly, if you want to fortify your possessions, then it is done through the paying of zakat. And on the other hand, if you want to repel tribulations, of course, you must, you know, put forth your own effort. You must try hard. You know, you must do what you can and what is within your power in order to repel tribulation. But at the end of the day, one of the fundamental factors in repelling tribulations is this idea and this concept and this action of supplication, of dua. This is dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Narration, some narrations say 9 years, some say 15 years, others say 20 years of his life, he was back and forth in the prisons and in the dungeons of the Abbasids. Firstly, he was taken to Basra. And there was a man by the name of Isa ibn Ja'far. This man had Imam Musa ibn Ja'far in his house, because this notion of the prisons needs to be understood. There were two types of prisons. There were public prisons and there were private prisons. At the beginning, what the caliphs would do would be that they would take the imams of the Ahl al-Bayt and they would say to someone that you keep him housebound and under house arrest in your house. But this man, Isa, would say that Musa ibn Ja'far would be an individual who would spend his day in the process of fasting and his night in ibadah and prostration and salah, and therefore I will not be able to keep him anymore. I have to release him. Harun was fearful that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far would be released. At that instance, he commands that Imam is taken where? Imam is taken to Baghdad. through a number of prison cells. Eventually, he gets to the prison cell belonging to Fudayl ibn Rabi, or Rabi ibn Fudayl. What happens was that when he was there, the narrations tell us that Harun would come and inspect where the Imam was. What is it that he was doing? On top of the ceiling, he would see in the courtyard a piece of cloth that is being thrown on top of the ground. He would say to the particular individual, "What is happening there? What can you see there?" The response would be that this is Musa ibn Ja'far in his sujood. He had reached the state whereby he was so weak that his body would not be distinguished under a particular covering.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أنت يا بدر المدينة خير خلقك.